In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Yeah. We got him screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got him screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Let's go, baby. Yes, sir. We welcome you in here to the Wednesday, December 10th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Borling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
The worst slums of Sacramento.
Inside executive producer.
What are you doing with him?
And we here. We here, we here, we here. Couple of interesting games in the association last night for the NBA Cup. We'll talk about those as the day progresses. Jake Gaydon, who is back in California.
Thank God.
It was looking bleak. It's getting a little dicey there for a bit. Jake is back with us to the best of our knowledge. He is not at a retirement home today, so he will be with us coming up right around 1:45 or so, and then James Hamm will be back in the 3 o'clock hour as the Kings at practice today. But no game tonight. They'll take on the Denver Nuggets tomorrow at the Golden One Center as these games to kind of make up for missing out on elimination action in the NBA Cup are taking place. Of course, they got one on Sunday in Minnesota. Really a weird stretch here where I think we looked at it yesterday. It was like four games in essentially like 2 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, this is where the balancing out of the schedule happens. You know, with all the things that they were trying to do at the beginning of the season, getting games in and getting cup games in, this is where it kind of balances out, where you get time to rest, practice, all the other stuff, all the things that you probably weren't able to do over the course of the first 2 weeks or so. I like, you know, James has talked about it. He's not a big fan of it. I understand. Like, I get it. And, you know, I'm not saying it's better than just straight space between games all season long. Mm-hmm. But you are getting these extended breaks and these mini breaks that you did not get 10 years ago. Mm. Like I said, the All-Star week, like that was like 3 days. Mm-hmm. And it was back to the games. The week before the playoffs, you're not getting that. This little stretch here where you're playing, like you said, four games over the course of two and a half weeks. You didn't get that kind of stuff before, so I'm not here to say which one is better or worse, but they are making room for these guys to have some type of breather throughout mm-hmm. the schedule.
Yeah. Again, just kind of a weird stretch here. But we'll have Kings basketball, and we'll have it at the Golden One Center tomorrow night when they take on the Denver Nuggets, I think for the 14th time this season. We'll check the math, but I believe it's somewhere in the vicinity of the 14th time. Got home yesterday, took Sprout out for a walk and thought, let me throw this conversation with Max Kellerman and Rich Paul onto the podcast and see what this is all about. Had a chance to listen to it. It's an hour and 33 minutes. And do I understand this correct? These two are doing that podcast together.
Yeah, it's their show.
It's Max Kellerman and Rich Paul, not Max Kellerman and Rich Paul joined him. Nah, like Game Over is their show together.
Yep. On the Ringer, I think, right?
Fascinating. Yes. Yeah. Fascinating. To have an agent, especially such a powerful one, in that position. He's always been kind of a media guy, but that's it was just interesting. So I was able to get the full context to some of the discussion around the Los Angeles Lakers, the current roster, their ability to perform in the conference finals and different things like that. And shout out to Max, because he sort of baited him into it. They were talking about Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. That's how the conversation started. And Rich, being the agent that he is, was trying to put Patrick Mahomes on the Dallas Cowboys. Why? I don't know, man. But he was. And he was talking about Patrick Mahomes, like, if he were to ever leave Kansas City, what that player with that brand could mean. Mm-hmm. And then he launched into this thing about just because you won a championship doesn't mean you're a championship organization. And Max said, give me an example. And he said, okay, well, prior to last year, Oklahoma City is a great example. Oklahoma City, prior to last year, they had not won a championship. But that is a championship organization. The way that they conduct themselves, the way that they treat their players, the way that the front office is structured, and I think he used the term depth in the front office, that is a championship organization. They're reaping the benefits of that now. And Max said something like, oh, so is this is this how we're going to talk about the Lakers? And Rich kind of brushed it off. And then it started to sound like he was insinuating that the Lakers weren't a championship organization. Max didn't like press him. He engaged in the conversation. And I think at one point he did flat out ask him, do you think that the Lakers are a championship organization, or are they an organization that won a championship? And I truthfully don't remember what Rich's answer was to that specific question. I don't actually think he gave an answer. I think he just started talking about LeBron and LeBron, like in Miami and in Cleveland and you know, the difference in those organizations and the difference with the Lakers. And then they started talking about the streak, and there's some interesting comments there about the streak. And then Rich just kind of just like, yeah, they're good. They're not good enough, though. Like, this Lakers team isn't good enough. And I can't figure Rich out. I don't know if he was just genuinely trying to be a media guy,
yeah,
or if he's working. Because when I saw the clip, when you sent the clip, yeah, it's like, yeah, Rich is working. That's what he does. But now hearing 62 minutes of that hour and 33-minute conversation, he might not have been. He might just have been talking. And Max was like, well, wait, this is the, I think he said that they're the second best team in the conference, which I don't think that's true. Maybe it is. If only there was a way I could find out. They are. Well, yeah, they are. Them and Denver are both 17-6. But then he just goes, yeah, the way that they play, I think that'll be easier to figure out. Then they started talking about Austin Reeves and Austin Reeves being Austin Reeves might be better if he was Manu Ginobili versus being a superstar in the league. And I just thought this, I was like, this is just a fascinating conversation for one of the most powerful agents in the sport to be having with a top tier media guy, but it did provide a whole lot more context to it. And I don't think Rich Paul likes the Lakers. I think that's what it boils down to. And he seemed to be careful to make it clear he loves Luka Doncic, and the people around him love Luka Doncic. But when you listen to the whole conversation, it's like, huh. I don't think he thinks very highly of Austin Reeves, but whatever.
So I haven't listened. It's on my to listen to list. Like, I want to check that out.
It's interesting. It's honestly, it's a little weird at first.
Yeah, it seems weird.
It's like,
it seems weird where you got like, one of the most powerful agents in the game discussing current events and
Rich
current
is a media guy now. Stuff.
So I definitely want to check that out. there's a couple things from Mac. I never finished the Bill Simmons interview, and I didn't get to the Stephen A. portion of it.
Mm.
And I keep seeing reaction to that on other platforms, like on Stephen A.'s platform, Marcellus Wiley. So I want to finish a couple things with Max Kelly.
I think that interview, and I need to listen to that interview you're speaking of too. It seemed, I don't like Stephen A. Smith. It seemed to have turned a lot of people against Stephen A. Smith. I think people, for at least in conversation, just quick conversations I've had. And it's not like a strong, like, I'm a Max Kellerman guy. It's more like, man, Stephen A is kind of a, and I think that's more of putting 1 + 1 + 1 and getting to a number. And I don't know why, it seems like Max's conversation with Bill Simmons seemed to have pushed that over the top.
Like I said, I've seen about 4 or 5 different podcasts react to that podcast and react to the Stephen A, Max Kellerman dynamic. And I've seen both sides. I've seen this lady worked on First Take while they were there. And she's like, yeah, it was like they weren't friends or nothing like that. Mm-hmm. But he's like, Stephen A was, in my experience, he was very, very nice, very helpful. You know what I mean? Like, where the perception is, he just a snake and he did Max dirty or whatever. He's like, he probably felt some way about Max, but she said, I can only speak for me. He was really, really helpful.
Knowing nothing about nothing, can I respond to that? I'm assuming that wasn't like Carrie Champion or Molly Karam. It wasn't someone who was on camera.
She said she was on camera, though. I don't remember her. I don't remember her hosting.
Do you know her name?
I can find it. She does the podcast with Van Lathan on The Ringer, and they've been doing that for maybe a year or so.
Okay.
But she,
my immediate thought was, yeah, why would he be? He doesn't see her as a threat.
Could be the case. Could be. I mean, and Van talked about, like, there is distinctly people on two different sides with Stephen A. Smith.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who will say, like, no, Stephen A, he's actually pretty cool. Like, I can't vouch for the things that I've heard he's done that people don't like, or his politics or something like that. But business-wise and in this industry, he's very nice.
Mm.
And then there's people who are like, nah, he did me dirty, or he's got an ego and all this other stuff. But they both exist. That I think that's the interesting dynamic. They both exist. They both had the same access to Stephen A. Smith and maybe had different experiences or came away with different viewpoints on Stephen A., which is fascinating to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I say all that to say there's a lot of Max that I want to hear. I want to see this interview with Rich Paul, or this podcast with Rich Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And the point that you laid out, man, I don't know why this is sticking with me so much. I just felt the way watching that game. It felt like LeBron just went to work. It did not feel like he enjoyed the Lakers, enjoyed being with the Lakers, and everything that's been said. Maybe what I've read and what I've heard, you know, that everybody else has, plays a role into it, where, like, I don't think he was feeling some type of way towards Luka. Like, he worked well with him, worked on the court. I don't think he has an issue with him.
Mm-hmm.
But Rich Paul talking about that style of play. What style of play are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That ball dominantly, Luka dominating the ball, one-on-one, ISO, pick and roll, get the switch, not a lot of movement, not a lot of working from the post or nothing like that. It's balls in Luka's hands. And then for Rich to say that style of play doesn't work. It just resonates with me. It just means what you talking about? Mm. And fairly or unfairly, anytime Rich talks, it gets associated with LeBron James.
100%.
And yep. That just
sure does.
When he talked about that style of play not working, it sounds like LeBron James. Maybe not LeBron James.
It's like
telling.
LeBron those are conversations he's had with exactly. LeBron James. I got you.
Yeah. And then you combine that with what I feel like I saw on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just like connecting all these dots in my head. None of it may be true.
I got to go back and watch that game.
You might see it tonight. You might, if it's That's true, if, yeah. if what I'm feeling sure. is true, like you'll see it tonight too.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like I said, it could all be nothing. I could all just be imagining all this, but he feels a little disconnected from the organization, which goes into Rich Paul. You said, listening to him, it feels like he doesn't really like the organization too much, which stems back to LeBron yeah. having a problem with how the organization went about this Luka stuff.
Yeah, I wish I had taken note. This is the bad thing about listening to podcasts on a walk. I wish I had taken note as to what his response was to that question. But I do remember thinking he got around that pretty cleanly because he didn't go, oh, no, they absolutely. I know one thing he didn't say was, oh, no, they absolutely are.
Right.
I know he didn't say that. It, you know, and some of the examples that he gave to, the Thunder, they don't fit the Lakers. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't take when you talk about depth at the front office and the way, like, that doesn't fit the Los Angeles Lakers at all. Mm-hmm. Does anybody know anyone on the Lakers front office staff?
Is Rob still there?
Palenka? Yeah, he's the general manager.
Yeah,
that's what you know, right? Like, it's Rob Palenka. It's essentially prior to...
Oh, I know somebody else. Farhan Zaidi's sorry ass.
Are the Rambis still around?
That was the other one. That's actually what I thought you were going to say. I forgot Farhan was there. We could have sat here for 7 hours, and I never would have thought Farhan was with the Lakers. That's who I thought the... And I don't even know... Are they?
I don't know.
Well, that was Jeannie's people.
Yeah, but Jeannie's out.
Yeah.
Well, she's, out,
she's
so
not
to speak.
In the same space.
She yeah, she did, she's not in that position that she was in before, so I don't know that she can just keep her people around. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's interesting, and you're right, and this is tough. It's tough for Rich. It's tough for LeBron, but neither one of those gentlemen are idiots. They know when Rich talks, if Rich is doing a podcast, they know when Rich talks, it's going to be traced back to LeBron James. Rich put out that weird statement before the season started that kind of set this whole thing in motion. Rich doesn't put out that statement if LeBron just declines the option. And that's that. The conversation will be, is LeBron retiring and not telling us? Like, maybe it's financial flexibility for the Lakers. That statement set all of this into motion. It set the, wait, was LeBron consulted about the sale? No. Oh, wait a second. That dinner that Palenka used to have with LeBron, he had this year with Luka. I don't know that we know any of this if Rich doesn't put out that statement at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
And now everything LeBron does or as you said, didn't do. Mm-hmm. And Rich Paul says is going to be like, oh, LeBron really hates the Lakers. And he also said on the podcast, LeBron's not playing anywhere this year other than the Lakers. They're not trying to orchestrate a trade. There's nothing like that. He's made it clear. LeBron James playing for the Los Angeles Lakers this year. That's on the podcast also. But it was just a weird, it's just weird that they seem to have set this all in motion with what feels like for such a calculated individual. It feels like maybe they didn't know what the end game was of that statement.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Or maybe they had a vision of what the end game was, and the Lakers were just like, nah, we're not trading you. Who's going to trade for you? Mm-hmm. We're not doing any of that. Like, then you have, I think it was Pelinka's statement in the Luka. Yeah, we want LeBron to play here as long as he wants to. All right.
Once again, I'm kind of just assuming and trying to put things together. But what hasn't been said speaks volumes. Through all of this, we don't have one quote. Rich Paul got a damn podcast at this point. And he, man, a lot of stuff you hear in the media is overblown. It's a great relationship with the Lakers right now. You know, we're focused on winning a championship, and all that stuff is noise. Once again, I didn't hear the podcast. Did he say anything like that?
No.
he just
unless it was a bonus track at the end and I missed
the Patreon.
Yeah, unless I missed that at the end, that was not said.
In fact, he goes on to talk about how they're not championship contenders, and the way they play is it just keeps snowballing.
He did say the double digit scoring streak was stupid. And I thought, I wonder if he feels that way because it's over. Like, if the streak had still been going on, if LeBron, because Max was critical of LeBron taking that three, and he told Rich that, and Rich was like, I always thought that streak was stupid. Like, what does it mean? And I was like, I wonder if he would have said that if he had hit, you know, if instead of passing to Rui, he hits the floater, Lakers win, he gets the 10 points. Right. I wonder if Rich says the same thing.
Right. And that thought process is the same thing on a bigger scale that I have about, do you think they're championship contenders? Mm-hmm. You think this is a championship organization? Mm-hmm. They weren't saying anything that could be deemed a certain way about the Lakers until this summer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's before that. It was everything was roses. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's the sale. Maybe it's the Lucas. I don't know. But it just feels like
it does feel like different. It does. Yeah, it feels like things have soured.
Yeah. Now I want to ask you this about Rich Paul. Should he be doing this?
My gut says no. It feels wrong.
Did you see the other?
But
other
I can't
quote
tell
he had?
You why.
With
from
the
podcast,
yeah.
So they had started to venture to the Giannis stuff that, and so no, I did not hear that part when I turned it off.
So they're talking about Giannis and just the trade in general, right? Like, a lot of people think,
like, trading Giannis.
Yeah, and he's okay. Like, a lot of people think, you know, you need a star back. Like, you're never going to get a star the caliber of Giannis in return. Like, you're not going to get the SGAs, the Lucas. What you're looking for is maybe an all-star or a young guy or a potential guy. You know, Max pointed out Tyrese Maxey. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe not now, but like 2 years ago, Tyrese Maxey, guy that you identified and you think he could become something. And then Rich goes, he goes, yeah, exactly. A guy like that. Like for example, like if I were Milwaukee, I don't know. I'd call Atlanta. I'd call Atlanta and I'd talk about Jalen Johnson. You know, a guy like that. And then he goes, By the way, you know, just for clarity, I represent Jalen. You didn't know that, did you, Mac? Hold on. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You can't. And then he goes on to say, now, look, I'm not being biased. I'll let you guys know on this podcast when I'm being biased. That was his thing he said. I'll let you know before I say something.
I'm going to tell you when I'm being biased.
But, all right, like, Rich. Should he be doing that? He's literally negotiating. It, or getting fillers out or saying things like,
it kind of feels illegal. I don't know that David Stern ever wrote, hey, agents can't do podcasts. Right. I don't know.
Even to the point where he's like, it, like, even on the flip side, RIP, he's indirectly
your friend flip side with it.
The powers
passed
to
away
be
too early.
Yeah, yep. The powers to be got rid of him.
Understood.
They had him swim with the fishies.
Yeah.
But even to the Lakers' point, this is an agent of one of, if not the best player on the team, saying, we don't have enough.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have enough.
Mm-hmm.
You can take that however you want to. If you're the Lakers organization or Rob Pelinka or anything, that could be a bat signal to go do something. That could be, like, you can't. It feels like he can't be doing all this.
It, like I said, it feels illegal, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think literally it is, but.
Okay. How?
That's a good, the Jalen Johnson one is the one that got me. Like, how are you going to say, like, if I was Milwaukee, I'd call Atlanta and get Jalen Johnson.
Like, just because you disclose, I didn't know Jalen represent, that yeah, Rich did represented Jalen. I didn't know that. I don't know. Yeah, I have it. I don't know how to tell you this feels wrong.
And even
but if it doesn't feel right.
Let's take this aspect of it. If he doesn't, Bill Duffy represents Jalen Johnson,
mm-hmm.
and Rich Paul goes on his podcast talking about they should call Atlanta and ask about Jalen Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, player.
Mm.
Don't talk about my client.
Mm.
Like, you shouldn't be talking. It feels like you shouldn't be talking about your clients. You shouldn't be talking about other people's clients.
Mm-hmm.
Something about this feels like it shouldn't be going on. It's great. It's great insight. It's like you're talking to one of the most powerful men in sports, mm-hmm. and hearing his thoughts on stuff. That's dope for us.
It just feels wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What did he say about Zach LaVine?
Shout out. Zach LaVine did not come up.
Oh, damn.
Not in the conversation. I wish it. Hold on. Let me actually open up my podcast app to make sure I'm following this podcast and new episodes get delivered to me every week. It's a good podcast. I think it's a good. I like Max. It's a very conversational podcast. It took me a minute to realize it wasn't an interview.
Mm.
It took me a minute. I was like, why are they talking about the Chiefs? And then I went and looked at the cover art again, and it said game over, Max Kellerman and Rich Paul. And I'm like, wait, this is their podcast together? All right.
He also had that comment about OKC. Did you hear that? And I don't know if this was the first episode or what, but.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this was the first episode.
OKC, I think people, teams visiting OKC?
Oh, I didn't hear that.
I'll tell you. I'll
we'll come back. We've got, speaking of Giannis said something funny. We'll tell you what it is with D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't.
and I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.